2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Life has changed dramatically since the start of the pandemic, and so has campaigning. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has a closer look at what it's been like for those running for governor.
Shaking hands and kissing babies. That's what the candidates would like to be doing.
The thing I don't get to do is shake hands. I was probably never going to kiss any babies, but I am really missing out on meeting with Rotary clubs and giving talks in small groups.
That's the Utah Democratic Party nominee for governor, Chris Peterson.
I think the hardest thing for my campaign is just getting out there and building my name recognition.
He will take on whoever emerges as the Republican nominee in the June 30th primary.
You know, I'm not as well known.
I'm John Huntsman, and I'm running for President of the United States. Thank you all.
His 2012 presidential announcement in front of a large cheering crowd, his 2020 campaign, he says, feels a little like house arrest.
And you can't be around people. That is like being a swimmer and you can't enter the water. Yeah, a pilot who can't get in the cockpit.
Huntsman says he's tackling technology and some other mediums.
You've got to go on the airwaves, on television a little bit more than you had planned. Maybe on radio and certainly on social media. You got to up your game in all of these venues because they all matter.
Thomas Wright also turning his sights online.
We spent a lot of time on Zoom. We've done a significant amount of Facebook Live. We've done a lot of teletown hall meetings.
Greg Hughes admits there was a learning curve for him.
I would just say on the digital side, we've probably had to step up our game a lot and try to make that a more interactive experience and also try to get more content out.
And tonight, the number of people dying from the coronavirus is starting to add up.
Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox has been chairing the state's coronavirus task force while being a candidate.
For a couple months, everything I did was around coronavirus, and it actually prevented me from doing much campaigning at all. Anybody that thinks that we're trying to take advantage of this needs to really reexamine their own biases.
The ultimate question in all of this, how will voters respond to these new efforts from candidates?
It's a good question, and you know, I don't know that we really have an answer, at least from a political science standpoint, as to how this is going to impact the way that voters get mobilized and the way that voters end up participating.
From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
You've been listening to The In-Depth.